Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Yasir Qadhi welcoming you to the MuslimMatters.org podcast. For more quality media, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. Wa jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm Muslim here with Sheikh Ella at the Mercy Mission Annual Sisters Conference with another What's in Your Ear. So we'll get started. Sheikh, what are you listening to right now?
Usually listen to Sheikh Mashari Rashid Afasi. He's one of my favorite since I first heard of him when we were actually in Hajj in Saudi. When I heard his, I believe the recitation for Surat Al-Haqqa, I felt it in my heart. And I love the Sheikh for the sake of Allah. I listened to his recitation. I tried to imitate him actually, but poorly. And also listen to his Anasheed. That's, of course, my favorite reciter as now as well.
Okay, next question. What are you reading?
What am I reading? I don't have enough time to read, but when I do read, I actually start to read a lot of questions and answers from Islam Q&A. I read some of the fiqh issues, aqidah issues, just try to get up on the knowledge, prepare for halaqat, khutab, or conferences. Most of the time when I read things, I read questions that have to be answered, and maybe some of the Facebook issues when I have the chance. And this is most of my reading actually hangs in that area.
And what are you watching?
Watching? That's a good question. I don't have time to watch much. I sometimes have my family and we watch something that hopefully will, family oriented, something that is halal entertainment or halal fun, whatever you call it. And sometimes really on the plane when I watch like a cartoon or something, that's the only time I usually have to watch anything. Other than that, I really watch the road most of the time. And wallah help us, wallah, that's mostly what I watch, wallah.
What technology do you use, like a computer or a phone, or is there anything that you feel is useful in your life?
Yeah, sure. Technology is good depending on how you use it. I do have a laptop, and also a computer in the office, computer at work and at home. I used to have an iPhone and a BlackBerry. I got rid of one of them. And you can't really say that you can't do without right now. It's a mean of communication. If it's used properly, it's obviously it's useful too. Again, we're not saying it's haram or halal. It's what you see or watch or hear on it makes it haram, so we're hopefully using it in a beneficial way. So we're fully loaded, we're all linked. And at this time and age, we can't have much of a choice at this point.
Okay, final question. What piece of advice do you have for the Muslim Matters readers?
First of all, to have the intention as you're actually seeking knowledge, and regarding the Muslim Matters, which is the topic or the name of the website, and it does matter. You certainly need to know what's happening, what are the matters with the Muslim Ummah, how can I benefit from this so I can actually turn to be a positive influence, I can be a leader, I can put my knowledge into action, whatever it is I gain, that I can actually learn a lesson so I don't actually make a mistake, the same thing. So utilize it in your own benefit in a positive way, and hopefully that will be part of your intention by just watching Muslim Matters.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to the MuslimMatters.org podcast. For more quality media, please visit the site at MuslimMatters.org. Jazakum la khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.